setting up rules like this. As you get set to play, can you get the chance?
Here's your chance to win a prize from Don and Mike's own pen. Just make it through their list of lies from 1 to number 10.
Las Vegas is calling.
Thank you, Orr. And the trip to Las Vegas, courtesy of Independence Air.
Sure.
You've got the 10 lies. Let's see. Anybody's going to win this thing. Now, do you want to start with a guy or a girl?
Girl.
Girl? All right, let's start with a girl.
A girl.
Here is Pamela. Hi, Pam.
Hey.
Hi there. Thank you for listening. Robbie, will you dial up?
Yes.
Pam's mom, her name is Adonna.
Adonna?
Adonna.
Adonna.
Cool, so don't be hating on the Donna.
What was that now?
I said Donna's cool, so don't be hating on the Donna.
No, no.
We're not hating on Donna. We are simply commenting. A good friend of our show, major effing star, Dennis Murphy.
Had a girlfriend one time that he called Donna.
Donna.
Donna. You've got all the lies down there, ma'am?
I got them. I mean, I don't have them word for word, but I know all the characters and what we're doing and what we're fondling and so on and so forth.
Okay, and you understand the most important thing.
I got it.
You got it all down, little girl?
I got it all down.
All the names with glorious seven-way sex, like for the trip to Vegas and $500. Rob, any answer?
Notice her on her cell. Should I try the other number? Pam?
Oh, she wasn't at home, or she wasn't at her cell?
Well, she's not answering her cell.
Oh, then try her home. She'll probably be, hey, I will come over there, and you'll come back in.
We're going to try the other number now. What's that, Pam?
Home phone. Try the home phone. That's what I told him. But he tried the cell first. Someone sounds like they're on crack over there.
Normally Rob does that, but he's busy dying.
It's good that you're doing a nice impression of Rob.
Dude, I love you guys. I've been listening to you since, like, Kiss 105, whatever Kiss.
Kiss 105.
Then you've gone from the rock to now you're back to
meow, 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 meow.
You hate me that much?
No,
we're just trying to fill time, money.
Just playing. We're just waiting because we're not getting through.
Are we allowed to start taking on Donna now?
Get out of here. Let's go to Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry, hi, Jerry.
1-3-5-4.
Thank you for listening, Jerry. Where are you calling from?
Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Gettysburg.
Gettysburg address.
Is that near Breezewood?
Bada bing.
Isn't Breezewood the town of motels?
Breezewood, you mean near Gettysburg?
Breezewood, Pennsylvania?
Breezewood's the bedroom community of Gettysburg?
I think so.
No, it'd be east of Breezewood.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're just filling time while seeing if we get your dad on the phone. Or is it, it's your dad, it's your pa.
Baba.
The mother chucker.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck, Big Daddy.
Chuck is his name.
All right.
Rob is getting your dad's permission.
And he's got it. Very good.
So hold on. Let's go right here.
Let's hit the battlefield.
And let's say hello to Chuck. Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Don. This is my buddy Mike.
How are you, Chuck?
Good.
Chuck, we do a radio show, and your son Jerry is a big listener of the show, and we're playing a game right now where he can win a trip to Vegas and some money, but he's got to tell you something that happened to him.
Okay.
And that's all we can say now.
That's all we can say. We're going to turn it over to him now.
Leave it to Jerry.
Hi, Dad. This is a crazy story and almost like an April Fool's joke type story. But this morning we had a business meeting downtown. Yeah. And I was walking downtown. I just stepped out of the pub. I got a coffee in there. Actually, it was a cappuccino. And I walk out of the pub. And there's this
I don't think they may not hear us now.
Hello?
Like gold on it.
Yeah, they can't hear us now.
He said this is like an April Fool's joke story.
Is that what he said?
That's what he said.
And it just showed a little flash.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was busy with those
Jerry.
Buttons. Forget it. Hey, sir?
Yeah.
Listen, your son is just an idiot.
He's lying, first of all.
I've hung up on him, but thank you for your time. Please enjoy a popcorn bucket filled with the Chronicles of Riddick DVD, candy, and a Blockbuster Video 30-day game pass.
He didn't play the game properly. None of what he was saying was true, but you get a prize.
No late fees, so there's no better place than Blockbuster to get your game on.
Okay, great.
Thank you. Hold on. Thanks, sir. See, the guy's son was such an idiot.
No, he just said to me, this is kind of like an April Fool's story.
I was trying to get the microphone into...
Pushing buttons. Then Buzz and I gave each other the look, which is like, what did he just say? What we thought? I was shocked because he said it.
Right, yeah.
That's no way to start.
That's the dumbest player ever.
All right, let's go to Matt.
Hello. Dr. Lecter.
Hello, Matt.
Hey, Don, Mike.
Howdy, buddy. Where are you from, Matt?
Rochester, New York.
Right on. Crapchester on WHTK.
That's right. Glad to have you back, Don.
Thank you, my friend. I'm still never coming there, but thank you anyway. And I know Mike's not going up there either.
No, but I hope we get a winner from Crapchester.
Now, let's see. Your mom's name is Yvonne?
Yvonne, yes.
Oh. As in Yvonne Craig, right? From the Munsters. Right.
Sure, Yvonne DiCarlo.
Yvonne DiCarlo from the Munsters. Yvonne Craig is Batgirl.
Ah! Ah. Damn, I'm all over the place.
Why, Yvonne?
Why, Vaughn?
And you know how to play the game?
What happened? Computer answering.
Oh, no. We'll be able to talk to Yvonne the Terrible.
You're out. Here is Russ. Hey, Big Russ.
There goes Russ.
If it was Tim Russert's dad.
Russ.
Hello, Russ.
Yes, I'm here.
Russ, where are you from?
I am from Baltimore, Maryland.
Right on Live 105 HFS.
You married to a salesperson?
What's that?
No, just go ahead. I'm sorry.
Russ, let's see. Who is it you want us to call? Your mom or your dad?
My mom.
Your mom.
Angie.
Oh, Angie, baby. You know, you could go there with Angie, Baby by Helen Reddy, or right. Simply Angie.
G by the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, great. That's what she likes.
I'm looking for Angie. This is Rob from the Don and Mike
Radio
Show.
Here we go.
I'm speaking to Angie.
All right, Russ, you won't make the mistakes that other people have made.
All right, now, Russ, remember, you don't tell your mom what's going on.
Right.
I mean, you just tell her you're playing a game.
This is a true story as far as you're concerned.
Okay.
And you have to construct the lies in that way to sell it.
Have you lied to your mom before, Russ?
Oh, yes, very much.
Okay.
Very much,
sir. That's what we like to
Good
hear.
Good man.
Quite often, sir.
That's what we like to hear. Okay, Rob is getting the permission now.
Las Vegas is calling.
Here's the whore. And here is your mom. Hello, Angie.
Yes.
Hi, Angie.
Angie, are you there?
I am.
There she is. Hi, Angie. I'm Don. This is my buddy Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
We're doing a radio show right now, and we have your son Russ on the telephone.
Okay.
He has a chance to win a prize, but he has to tell you something that he told us. And okay. Now we're going to turn our microphones off and leave it to Russ and his mom. Go ahead, Russ.
Hello.
Hello.
Ma.
Yes.
I got to tell you the story. You listen?
Okay.
Okay, look, I went downtown today to go get the tickets from Will Call for me and Pat to go to that show tonight. Me and Pat are going to a concert tonight. And I had to go pick up the tickets from Will Call this afternoon. So when I'm down there, I went into the Starbucks, and as I'm coming out, I bumped into 50 Cent, the rapper, and I spilled my coffee on him. I had like a cappuccino.
I can't hear you.
Huh?
You did what?
I spilled my coffee on 50 Cent, the rapper. I don't know why he was downtown for some reason. But anyway, I was apologizing to him. He wasn't.
That's number one.
He kind of laughed. He said it was karma. So he invited me to a party. Like, and I got in his car, like, right there. And we took off and went, like, to 1722, the After Hours Club on Charles Street.
That's two lies.
Okay.
And we had to pick up, like, he said he had to pick up friends there. Well, Lance Armstrong and Bobby Knight get into the car. They say they know where the best party is.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm game already. You know,
that's three.
We go to, like, this house. We go up 83 and we go to this house. In Ruxton. It's like this, you know, mansion-type house.
I like the name.
Well, we all go up and knock on the door, right. And Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood answers the door, butterball naked, nothing on.
Butterball naked.
Nancy O'Dell.
Number four.
She hosts the Hollywood Access Hollywood show. Well, she butterball naked, and I look inside. There's Jude Law in there naked, making out with Joe Rogan from the Fear Factor show.
It's fine.
I mean, it's like straight out of Caligula's orgy going on, right? So we go in and sit down. It's right about this time that Bobby Knight decides to throw up all over him. So let's take him to the bathroom, to the shower, clean him up.
That's sad.
And, you know, make him presentable again, right? So while we're in the shower, Joe Rogan had this great idea that since we're all in there already, we might as well take our clothes off.
Okay.
So here we are in this huge, like, you know, spa shower where, like, you know, like 5-10 version shower or whatever. Next thing I know, I'm getting fondled. I'm enjoying it, right?
It's number nine.
Okay.
So here we go. Me, 50 Cent, Nancy O'Dell, Bobby Knight, Joe Rogan, Jude Law, and Lance Armstrong had glorious seven-way sex. And what, it was great.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
That's it. No reaction.
I'm going to leave them hanging for a second here.
Hello?
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 Yeah, I'm here.
Well, yeah, and then so, I, you know, now I'm home. And I called the radio to tell them a crazy story. They told me to tell you about it, and I'd win a prize.
And I'm supposed to say what? Let's see. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
This is interesting.
I believe she believes it.
I think
it,
so. Yeah.
I don't believe any of it.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Up to that point.
No.
Oh, what a shame.
That's why we waited a little longer
there.
Good set of lines.
Sorry, Russ.
Sorry about that, Russ.
Sorry, Russ.
I'm not supposed to say that.
Yeah, he
was not supposed to say anything. He was, it's whether you believe the story or not.
He was trying to fool you.
Okay.
Yeah, and you didn't.
Thank you. Thank
Goodbye.
You, though. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
What,
bye-bye.
What the hell was going on in the background?
Yes.
Let's try one more.
Yes.
One more. Here is Steve. Steve-o, hey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. Steve, your mom's name is?
Karen.
Karen. Oh, I hope that lady doesn't call in and ask for her Karen song today. Good luck. You'll be the last person because we're getting right up into Buzz's grill now.
Okay, guys.
So, you know, do your best. That guy actually did a great job.
Right. He did a really good job.
Did.
She was just not believing. Her way of not believing it was just kind of, uh-huh. Okay, right, yeah, uh-huh. I don't believe any of it.
She seemed distracted.
And any answer, Robbie?
No.
We're calling
Hi.
Karen right now.
Karen? Hi, Karen. It's Rob from the Don and Mike.
Hey, look what I found.
Here it is.
She's a dog. She's a queen. She likes analyzing team. Karen.
Karen.
It's her name.
They call her Karen.
That Karen in California is pissed now because they're not playing
yeah.
for her today.
She likes it to be exclusive.
All right there, Steve. Hold on. Robbie,
yeah.
You got her?
Ready to go.
Here we go. Last chance. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Karen, hello.
Hello.
I'm
Hi.
Don.
Hi, Karen.
This is my best buddy, Mike.
Karen, how are you?
Oh, I'm just fine. How are you?
Great. Doing great. Thank you for asking. We have your son, Steve, on the line with us. He has a chance to win a fabulous prize. He called us and told us a story, and we said, you've got to tell that to your mother.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's how you win your prize, if you come clean with this story.
So here's your son right now. Steve?
Hey, Mom.
Yep.
Mom, listen.
Yes.
You know, it's been like 5 years since I drank. I'm half lit today. Wait till you hear what I've done. All right?
That's a good start.
Hello? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi.
Okay, listen. Stay with me. I was downtown today. You know, I got that new sales job.
You say stay listening.
Stay with me. Stay with me.
Yeah? Okay. I was coming out of the Starbucks there, and I bumped into a rapper named 50 Cent. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
But he's this big guy, and he's a rapper, and I spilt my coffee right down the front of his outfit. And I was apologizing. I didn't really know who he was at first, but then I knew who he was. And he said, I said, I'm a big fan. He said, well, you know, this might be some kind of karma. Why don't you come with me to this party?
Good.
And I was like, well, I don't really drink. And he said, well, come on, let's just roll. So, you know, I'm in sales. I had all day. I just rode
to a party.
Do what?
You invited him to a party.
No, he invited me to a party.
Oh, okay.
I was working. He was out doing what rappers do.
Potential
I guess.
For but, victory.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, yeah. I get in the car with him, and we take off down the road, and we go to this club. It's like one of those after-hours clubs in downtown D.C. All right?
Yeah.
Well, in the limo, I didn't want to whimper anything, so I had a shot or two. Well, it's hitting me and everything, and we get in front of this club. Out comes, you know, Bobby Knight, the basketball coach?
Yeah.
Well,
I heard one.
Yeah, but out comes Bobby Knight and Lance Armstrong, you know, the bicycle guy.
Yeah.
So they come out to the car and they're talking to this 50 Cent guy, and they say, well, no, let's go to this other party. I know where there's a better party. So instead of going to the first place, we went over to this house that was out, you know, in Reston, and it was Nancy O'Dell, you know, from Access Hollywood.
No, I don't know her.
Oh, well, anyways,
exactly.
She's on TV every night, Access to Hollywood. She answers the door, buck naked. I about fell out. I about fell out. We're standing there, and she invites us all in. So we walk in, and inside, you know that guy Jude Law, the actor, just got busted having sex with his nanny or something.
Oh yeah.
Well, he's inside he's inside on Nancy O'Dell's couch.
That's a good tip.
He's making out with this guy Joe Rogan. You know the guy from what's that show where the people do the dares and the challenges?
This is good.
I don't know. Fear Factor.
Yes.
Yeah, Mom got it. Yeah. Fear Factor.
They're in there and they're making out, and this is two guys. So now I'm really freaking out. But you know, I had a couple of drinks, and I haven't drank in so long. I think I might be seeing stuff. Well, anyway,
yeah.
We all sit down and we're sitting there partying. And Bobby Knight starts dancing around, and he's throwing back liquor like you wouldn't believe.
I didn't get to meet Bobby Knight.
What?
I said I didn't get to meet Bobby. Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, I did, but you didn't.
Well,
so anyways, he's throwing back drinks, and he ends up puking everywhere, all down his red sweatshirt, you know, his sweater that he always, you know, the red shirt.
Yeah.
He pukes all the way down,
you know.
All over the couch and everything. So that Joe Rogan guy says, well, come on, we need to get him into the shower. So we walk into this bathroom in Nancy O'Dell's house, and it's huge. The shower looks like a sauna, like something you see in a gym.
Uh-huh.
So they start turning on the faucets, and we're you know, scrubbing Bobby Knight down, and we're all getting wet. So Joe Rogan says, hey, let's just go ahead and all get naked. And I'm like, well, so I wasn't going to, but here's Nancy O'Dell. She's already naked. I'm like, well, you know, I'm good for this. So we're all getting naked, and we're all cleaning up Bobby Knight and everything, and next thing you know, somebody's fondling me. Well, I think it's this, somebody's fondling me, you know, playing with me. Well, I think it's that Nancy O'Dell chick. Well, then I turn around and I look, and it's not. It was that guy, 50 Cent. So now, I'm starting to get a little worried, but you know, I'm kind of enjoying it a little bit because it's a bunch of people, you know, just partying a little, and I'm half, you know, feeling good. So anyways, we're all sitting there in the shower, and one thing leads to another, and we end up having some glorious seven-way sex. And that was with me, Bobby Knight, Jude Law, 50 Cent, Nancy O'Dell, Lance Armstrong, Joe Rogan, all of us. Just, I mean, wild sex. And now Amber's going to kill me, so what am I going to do?
What are you going to do?
What am I going to do? I might be moving in with you.
There's a couch, I guess.
I called Don and Mike Pelham, and they said, well, we'll give you a prize if you got to tell your mom and your dad. And I said, well, they don't live together. But I said, yeah, call my mom.
Phenomenal. Good line.
But so that's what I've been doing all day. My second week at my new sales job, it was the wildest day of my whole life. And also, I'm off the wagon because I've been drinking a little. But don't tell nobody.
You're doing what now?
I was drinking a little.
Okay. Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I think
this guy. Absolutely. Absolutely. Masterfully done.
Listen, we have...
Hello?
Yes.
Wait a minute.
Hello?
I used to do crazy stuff when I was...
Okay,
mom.
Steve?
Steve-o.
Yes, Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, okay.
Good job.
Well done.
You're the winner, Steve.
Well
done. Yeah!
Well done.
Wait a minute.
Mom, I made all that up.
I was about to pass out.
She believed it. That's good.
Listen,
only Steve. It could happen to only Steve.
Right. Only Steve. Karen, the good news is that your son, as far as we know, didn't have anything to drink today, and he definitely didn't have sex with 50 Cent, Jude Law, Bobby Knight, Nancy O'Dell, Lance Armstrong, and Joe Rogan.
Didn't happen.
But because you did not challenge him on it, your son has won a free trip to Las Vegas.
Las Vegas is calling.
And you are, and $500 in cash.
How about that?
Hey, Steve, you going to share with your mom?
Mom, I might take you. If Amber's
there
careful,
you go.
Back
there
in
you
the
go.
House all after right. having glorious seven-way sex, hey, you might be going to Vegas with me.
All right, well played. We're out of time. Steve, thank you very much.
I love you, Mom.
Love you too, baby.
Oh, now listen.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
happy
ending.
I like
that's
to wonderful. Fall out.
That's wonderful. And ma'am, may we send you a carton of your favorite cigarettes?
I don't smoke, but I'll see that somebody gets them.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Wonderful. Would you like a carton of Virginia Slims?
Might as well.
Very
all right.
Good.
Thank you, Karen.
We'll be right back.